Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the Junks Live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. It's 7 a.m. That means we are going to hit the skins. Talk about WFT.
There you go, Valdi. He's trying to pick me up, aren't you?
Definitely.
I like
Plus, you're optimistic, right?
I am optimistic this week.
So I played happy
thank
Hail.
You. Doesn't mean we're going to win.
Plus, it's Thursday. I thought that was the rule anyway. By the time
like
you get to Thursday,
I ignore the rule. Last week he's cheating. Listen, we can obviously lose to Denver, and maybe in all likelihood we do. But I feel positive this week. I feel like this is one of those games that I circled early on as a winnable game, although it is a road game. Jason values road games as more difficult than I do. Mm-hmm. But certainly Denver, I've been to Denver. It's a different world out there. No question about it. But I just feel like this is one we can pull off. So we'll see. See if they take advantage of it. Unfortunately, there's still off-the-field stuff that's probably the most newsworthy. I found this interesting because, over the last few weeks, Dan Snyder's an enigma to us. But so is his wife.
Right.
And she's a little bit more out front. She's supposedly sort of the leader right now.
She's attending the owners' meetings along with Jason Wright in New York.
She's the face of the franchise.
Yep.
And apparently she spoke yesterday in a private meeting in front of the owners, and they were less than impressed. The comments were described as tone deaf. I guess Goodell spoke a little bit. There was some back and forth between Mark Davis and Goodell. I think Mark Davis is pretty bitter about the way this whole thing has played out.
Regarding the emails and the report and all that.
Yeah, yes, he wants to see all the reports.
Does that change anything? I don't think it's going to change anything.
I don't think so.
There were several owners who called for it.
Well, unless there was like sponsors that refused.
Right, you've got one owner saying, let's see what's in there.
So far, yes.
I'm saying if you had several owners
maybe
who, for whatever reason, spoke up,
I think also if then you
maybe
had,
it would change.
If you had big donors like FedEx say they weren't going to sponsor until you released emails, then, that could affect it, obviously. But she apologized to the owners that the investigation had created so much negative attention, and she specifically apologized to Davis, because of the turmoil it caused there. But she said the team wanted to move forward, and then she just started, she got on the offensive. She said she and her husband had been extorted by their limited partners.
Oh, boo-hoo.
She said that neither she nor Dan were responsible for leaking the emails. She said her husband doesn't even have an email account, which we've talked about here in the last few weeks.
That's so weird.
But they say there was a brief, awkward silence after she spoke.
How does he conduct business when he is, actually doing business for his team with the other owners of the league or sponsors?
You mean Dan?
Yeah. What if he has to talk to someone from FedEx?
She does it, allegedly.
No, I'm saying before he was suspended.
He has his henchman come in and fill him in on everything.
And he doesn't send an email to...
I guess not.
What's the guy at FedEx, his name?
Fred Smith.
Fred Smith doesn't send an email to Fred Smith?
I think they just text.
That's weird.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You text
Fred
most
Smith
people.
Probably sends him packages.
I text
FedEx.
A lot of people.
He probably sends him packages that arrive on his desk and say, I hate you.
Right.
From Fred Smith, I hate you.
I probably send as many emails as I do text during the week.
Now, of course, Jerry Jones is one of the few owners that's spoken publicly about the situation. And, he's known to be tight with Dan. He said he was, quote, Cakes, very satisfied with how the team and the league has handled the situation.
I'm sure he is.
Davis, on the other hand, says the league should release a written report.
Right.
Of course.
Because he's the one that's getting boned by the report. He wants them to be released.
Right. Of course. I lost my train of thought.
Well, like you said, if Goodell came out and said it's not going to be released.
Yeah, so far.
But if all of it, and only one or two of his bosses are saying he wants them released. But if all of the bosses said release them, or you're done?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Then maybe he would.
But all of those rumors this week, I'm sure everybody saw them. They were fake, right? That Bezos was going to buy the team, that Gruden ran into somebody and said that Bezos was buying the team for like $5 billion.
Classic clickbait.
I thought so too.
Of course it's clickbait.
Well, remember, Goodell said he wasn't going to release the emails because there were people that participated in the investigation that wanted to remain anonymous.
So you just cross out their names.
Well, Lisa Banks and Deborah Katz, who represent 40 of the Washington football team employees who participated in the investigation, saying, you're misrepresenting the wishes of our clients. You could still keep them anonymous and still release the emails a variety of different ways. Some of them have already gone public. They don't even care. Hmm. So clearly there are ways that they could release these without jeopardizing certain employees if they wanted to.
Do you think more will be released in the next few days or weeks?
No.
No, I think they're going to do everything within their power to keep them suppressed.
They just ride it out. Just like everything, you just ride it out.
That's what I think.
I think they're riding it
out. Right. You take the bullets, you take the bad pub for a week until something else comes in the news cycle, and then you're good.
Mm-hmm. That's the way it usually works. The good news, if there is any, for these poor employees that want their voices to be heard and want this to all be exposed, is there's always something. Like, it's never going to just completely go away.
No, as long as Dan Snyder owns the team.
There's always going to be more drama.
There's always going to be weirdness and dysfunction. It doesn't matter if you bring in better people to try to switch up the culture and try to cleanse the toxicity of it. As long as Snyder's there, it's going to be weird.
Right.
And probably accompanied by a lot of losing.
Now, who knows what happens with this congressional deal? Two House Democrats penned a letter to Goodell pushing the commissioner to give Congress the findings. No idea how that plays out. I don't understand where their power is on that. If they can actually make that happen, who knows? So it'll be something to keep an eye on. But in the meantime, we do have a big game this week, Cakes. I think it's a big game, although I heard somebody characterize it as maybe one of the bottom five games of the season.
Well, I mean,
so far,
you have a team that's lost three straight in Washington football, and you got Denver, who's cratered after winning their first three. They've dropped their last four.
I don't think anybody should be surprised that Denver's cratered. Did anybody here truly think Denver was some sort of world beater?
No, look at who they beat the first 3 weeks. They beat the Giants, Jets, and Jags.
They started playing real teams, and they started losing.
You want to look at it.
But now they're playing another bad team.
If you want, certainly two bad teams. If you want to look at it from a gambling perspective, Denver, what I see is favored by 3, total 44.5.
Yep.
You want to bet the money line.
It's a pretty big number.
Minus 167 if you want to bet on Denver. So you got to put up 167 to win 100. Although, if you're like me and you're optimistic, I think this is a good money line bet for Washington, plus 140, Cakes.
Ah.
Some good value there.
Have the books caught on to Valdez dubbing it the Dino Bowl?
I haven't seen that in my opinion.
How it's addressed on FanDuel at
Looks
this
like the ESPN matchup predictor has Denver winning 69% of
That's
the time.
That's so crazy to me. Again, every week I want to know what's the matchup predictor's accuracy. Does anybody track that?
Someone does.
They've been doing it for years.
Would anybody be surprised if Teddy Bridgewater, who's been scuffling of late, had a really good game against this Washington secondary?
Of course
especially
not.
With Jerry Jeudy coming back, who's been out since week one.
Of course not.
I wouldn't be surprised by it at all. Like, I expect Bridgewater to go out and probably put up 24 to 28 points on this defense.
And I wouldn't be shocked if Taylor has a bad game. He's coming off a good game.
I wouldn't be stunned by that either.
In terms of stats and
trends.
By the
way, Bridgewater completing 70.1% of his passes. So he's not lighting it up. I mean, he's not throwing a ton of touchdowns, but he does complete balls.
Who are his big weapons?
Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy this week. And he's got Noah Fant.
And Noah Fant. They've got a two-headed monster at running back with Gordon and Javonte Williams, the rookie.
They got decent pieces. They've got some talent. Especially since Judy's coming back. Now, who knows? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been out since week one, so who knows how effective.
Now, something good for WFT here is that Von Miller, I know, missed practice yesterday with an ankle injury. I'm not sure if he's going to go or not. Mm-hmm. He suffered that in the game against, was it Cleveland? They played Cleveland week or so. So if you dodge Von Miller, that's a positive.
All right, how many times has Washington covered, without going just off the top of your head, without going through it game by game, just think of it off the top of your head, how many times has Washington covered the spread this year?
So in seven games?
Yeah.
Well, they were 0, I believe they were 0 for their first three.
I'll say twice.
I'll say 2-5 against
the spread.
They're
one and six. 1-6 against the spread. In Denver, seven games this year, they have 3 wins against the spread.
So they're 3-4?
Denver looks like, so Washington's not scoring a ton of points. They're only scoring 20.9. The Broncos only give up, Cakes, 18.1.
Could be a tough slog for the WFT offense in Denver.
What are we hearing about? I'm going to ask you again.
I don't know. I got to look at the injury.
Curtis Samuel.
Curtis Samuel.
I'll respond.
Nothing. Right. Nothing.
Yeah. Well, we're actually hearing something about Curtis Samuel, but we're not allowed to talk about it.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
That fair characterization?
Sure. Yeah. From what I've heard through the grapevine.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. That's just a weird situation. That's all I'll say.
Sounds pretty weird.
Yeah.
Now people are going to say, please tell us.
If Taylor is not throwing the ball to Terry McLaurin or Ricky Seals-Jones, who's he going to throw the ball to this weekend? I guess J.D. McKissick. That's your next logical guy.
Well, hold on. Are we... those guys are playing. McLaurin and Ricky Seals-Jones are playing. After
them, who do you throw the ball to?
You got
to
throw
McKissick.
Dax Milne, Adam Humphries.
Yeah, they're kind of the same cast of donks.
I mean, De'Ami Brown got nicked up in the game last week.
What's Brown's deal? Did he practice?
I think he was going to go get an MRI in his knee.
Ooh. Been very disappointed with De'Ami Brown. He's not even running the routes he was running in college. He's doing a totally different role.
Struggling catching the ball.
I don't know. Been very disappointed.
I mean, they design the plays and they tell him where to run.
Right.
Now, I mean, we do hear Ron Rivera talk about blowing the top off the defense, and that's supposed to be De'Ami Brown.
Yeah, but he's not doing that.
Concerns me a little bit that Terry missed practice on Wednesday with a new injury. He's got an ankle injury, but I expect him to be there.
It's maintenance.
It's just a little tiny minor injury.
So in terms of just what their injury report says, just right off the top, it looks like Gibson, Ricky Seals-Jones, Sheriff, Schweitzer, kind of the same cast of guys, McLaurin, they're all listed as questionable. Trying to see if there's any new names that we haven't seen.
What about William Jackson?
It's a great question, Jason.
Who was out last week.
William Jackson also listed as questionable.
I would assume he's back.
You can't glean anything from any of these things.
Questionable's the new probable.
Right. They have no notes on him at all. McLaurin sidelined from Wednesday's practice. See, John Keim is reporting still from a hamstring. You're saying it's also an ankle, too.
I mean, I have it right in front of me.
Yeah.
Missed practice Wednesday, ankle injury. Well, oh, Curtis Samuel missed practice, too.
Right. Samuel didn't practice. De'Ami Brown didn't practice. Antonio Gibson was a limited practice participant.
Mm-hmm.
Sheriff, limited.
I'm going to guess Gibson is going to be a limited practice guy the rest of the season.
I believe Cam Sims did practice because he was all excited.
Okay.
He talked about how excited he was to be back on the field again. Which,
maybe he helps provide a spark. I don't know. They need somebody to step into the void because the guys that are planning on doing it, they're not doing a lot. I believe De'Ami and Curtis have 12 catches total on this campaign.
Right. JP, where are you leaning? And we'll give our official picks, I guess, tomorrow. But I'm on the record. I think we're going to pull this one out. It's mostly for my lack of regard for Denver.
It's a toss-up game for me. I would probably lean Broncos just because it's a home game and we're going to Denver. But wouldn't be surprised either way.
All right. So
two bad teams.
Yeah. Fair enough, but you lean Denver.
Lean Denver.
Jason's going to lean Denver always.
I'm going to lean Denver.
Cakes, where are you leaning?
Broncos.
Ooh. Drabby, I need you quick. Valdez, where do you lean? Are you leaning Denver?
We'll
give you official pick tomorrow, but are you leaning Denver or are you leaning Washington?
Leaning Skins.
All right.
Of course. I hate Vic Fangio.
Right. Okay. So
okay. Well, I mean, everybody hates Vic Fangio, but it doesn't mean his team can't win.
Drab, what
I refuse. I refuse to say he'll win.
Okay.
Are you? What are you leaning, Drab? Also Washington.
I'm not leaning Washington ever. At all right now.
Oh, you're leaning Denver.
He's probably not leaning. I mean,
they're
them
two
ever.
Terrible teams. Right. So that's a hold your nose.
Right.
It's a, I don't know. It's a real stinker.
Right. I know. It is a stinker.
I don't know. I'm not ready to make that prediction yet.
Oh, you're
still
not?
Gathering data.
Yeah. He's going over the stats. Still doing my research.
They are defensively significantly better than Washington. You know, they only give up 330 yards a game. We're giving up 415.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's a big difference. Big difference. Offensively, they look like they're both about the same. We're giving up 30 points per game, literally 30 a game.
Yeah.
They're giving up 18.
I've never
That's
seen
a big
somebody.
Difference.
You looked at the numbers, you would say Denver.
I've never seen a person jackhammer their left leg as much as EB has from the start of the show till 7:16.
I've seen you do it. It's all you guys who pound coffee.
Now, I do it. I'm not above doing it. I'm just saying EB's has been constant for an hour plus.
Yeah.
He just crossed his legs now. Maybe he realized. I'm
calming down.
Yeah, maybe he realized that the knee's been working overtime.
Dude, the red light goes on. I got to get going.
I understood.
Yeah.
Are you going to put
power source?
Are you going to put money on Washington and the money line plus 140?
I don't know. I feel like it's a pretty good value. I have a good tingle. I'm telling you, I have a good tingle this week.
You got a good tingle. All right.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean anything.
Right. You got a tingle down there.
Down there in the nethers.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a tingle play.
Hey, you know what? Tingle just happens.
Look,
I had a tingle play last night, Caps puck line.
Right.
Hasn't Cakes had the Washington football team tingle the last 2 weeks?
I don't know. Do we have that on record? I'm not sure if I have.
I think you thought you liked them with the points against KC.
Yeah, you definitely did.
I liked them plus 6.5 against
then
Kansas
Then I think you
City.
Liked them straight up last week.
Who'd they play last week? It's already escaping me.
Aaron Rodgers.
There's no way you like them straight up.
Oh, no, I didn't like it straight up.
How could I like it? In Lambeau? How am I going to like
it? I guess
nobody
it was just the Chiefs game.
In
nobody
Lambeau. They could play in the parking lot here in the
back.
They're going to beat them.
People goof on us for doing the schedule bit before the season. But it's basically, I mean, there's no shockers. I mean, it's kind of played out how you kind of thought. And the only one I would say maybe is I really did disrespect the Saints. But not surprised we lost to the Chargers. Not surprised we beat the Giants. Not surprised we lost to the Bills. Mm-hmm. Not surprised we beat the Falcons.
But you've amended your 10-win pick,
well,
right?
I did hope we would beat Chargers, and I did hope we would beat the Saints.
You thought they would be 3-4 at this point, probably in your original projections.
Yes, but I have us winning the Broncos and losing next week. Well, I think that's what's going to happen. We're going to beat Denver, and we're going to lose.
For the optimistic HDTR, it was a very pessimistic segment.
Why?
I don't think there wasn't a lot of good news that came out of that segment.
Well, I mean, we're banged up.
I mean, three of us picked the Broncos, talked about how Tonya Snyder was off-putting at the owner's meeting. Curtis Samuel shenanigans.
She needs to go back crawling to her hole, because I had
Has
no...
Has that been said?
I had no opinion of Tonya Snyder.
She sounds so annoying when she says that.
Yeah.
She does. Yes, you're correct.
What a standard voice.
Hideous couple.
Has that been said?
Oh my God, what a terrible voice.
Being in the owner's meeting and hearing her just prattle on for however long she was talking.
I wonder if they were just laughing at her.
I don't know. I'm guessing it was very uncomfortable in that room. All right, coming up a bit later, don't forget Dave Richard at 8 to talk some fantasy football, and Jason Lockenfora will take us around the NFL coming up at 9 a.m.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday here on the Junks. 800-636-1067 is the number if you want to talk about the upcoming game for the Washington football team in Denver. If you want to talk about the Caps' hot start, even though they lost in overtime, they do not have any losses in regulation yet through seven games. Mm-hmm. The Wiz are off to a surprising 3-1 start. They get a win in Boston last night.
Should have the coach on next week.
Wes,
we get to know Wes Unsell Jr.
So Wes is going to be on every other week, but LaViolette's going to be on
every
week.
Correct.
Gotcha. All right.
By the way, we should mention, we were just talking about during the break, that Bob Ferry passed away yesterday, age 84.
Yes.
And Bob was one of our first guests on our cable access show, and we had him on the radio, too. Of course, Bob Ferry, father of Danny, and Bob Jr., who played at DeMath as well and played at Harvard. But Bob Ferry was just a great guy. He was always very nice to us. And
I was in charge for the Washington Bullets for years.
Yeah, I didn't realize this. I knew he was the GM when they won their championship. Whatever that was, 78-79. But
yeah.
He had taken them to the finals four times. The Bullets went to the finals four times in his 9 years.
He was executive of the year. He was executive of the year twice.
I mean, think about that, Cakes.
And he was very good at what he did.
This is the glory days.
And I remember when he did our cable access show, again, it was 1996. We were 26 years old. Literally not one person watched the show that wasn't related to us.
Right.
And he still agreed to come in, and he was effing hilarious.
He was great.
He just had a great laugh. He was in a great mood. We had a great time with him. He got a kick out of us, obviously. And then if I would ever see him, like at a Terps game or something, I would see him occasionally at Terps games. He would be scouting. I think when I last saw him, he was scouting for Cleveland, you know, when Danny was the GM there.
He was scouting Tom McMillan
and
at the game.
He would always just say hello to you. He'd remember doing the show and just like a nice, funny, gregarious guy.
By the way, I see that he took them to the NBA Finals three times. But either way,
I saw four, but I'm sure three
I'm
sounds better.
I'm on Wikipedia.
Better. Three sounds more likely.
He had a 17-year run from 73 to 1990 as the GM.
No, he had a great career. He did.
According to Wikipedia, he ranked 18th amongst NBA GMs for the most wins, 729 wins while GM.
He's one of 11 GMs in the history of the NBA to have two Executive of the Year awards. So he had a really good career. He was a very good college player at St. Louis. He played for the Baltimore Bullets.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's who he ended his career with. But he played in the NBA, and I mean, he was just a good dude.
Just reminds me of, you know, when we started and getting to know him. What a thrill it was for us. You know, it's just these diehard sports fans, these kids from PG County we were getting to interview.
What year
him.
Was that? Was that 96?
95, 96, something
I remember
like that.
He took some shots, though, at Abe, like, because he wasn't the GM at the time anymore, right? When
at
he was doing our
point,
show, he'd retired by, like, 1990. Uh-huh. And so
he
was taking shots about how hard it was to get Abe to spend money.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just remember just what a fun guy he was.
Oh, yeah.
But also what a thrill it was for us.
Sure.
It was our first, you know, we take it for granted. We talk to the Caps coach every week. We talk to the Wizards coach.
He was our first legit guest. I mean, we also had Keith Kavanaugh from the Terrapin Times, and he was fine. But I think those were the only guests we ever had.
That's not true.
On the cable access.
You know who else we had? Earl Forsey.
That's right. Yeah, towards the end, we started.
We had Earl.
The leader of the insane touchdown posse.
We also had Stumper and Horsey.
Yeah, we had our friends do the show. But no, we invited Earl in. Because Earl was doing local radio, and he was somebody that we listened to.
Was he doing it with – who was he doing it with at that time?
I can't remember.
Murray?
Dan Miller, maybe, or something?
Didn't he have a partner, Murray?
Bob Murray, maybe?
Yeah, there is a Murray that does – I think he works on the Golf Channel now or something. But nevertheless –
is that the same one he was doing it with?
I think it's Murray. Yeah. I can't remember his first name, though. I don't think it was Bob Murray.
Okay. I'll figure it out.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Bottom line is, he was a great man and obviously accomplished in the NBA. To make it in the NBA as a player, but then as a GM for 17 years, and if you look at the level of success he had, three NBA finals, I've now clicked off it, but I think it was something like, out of 17 years, they made the playoffs 13 times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine that?
A franchise.
I can't. As a Wizards fan for 40-plus years, no, I can't imagine that run.
Right. But I just still remember, and also remember we...
Bruce Murray.
We interviewed John Nash, remember? We went out to practice and
we were
talking with John Nash under the basket.
Jimmy Lineham.
Yep. Like those... Man, those are the days. We are old.
Got Juwan Howard to do a little bit. Jim McElvain to do a little bit.
What did Juwan say? Yo.
I'm about to get funky on the sports junkie.
Wasn't he just waiting
don't
for, like,
turn that dial.
Wasn't he waiting for, like, the barber to show up or, like, guys to come out, like, detail everybody's cars and practice?
Was that at Bowie State?
That's where we'd go.
Man, we're hopping in the Wayback Machine.
Pour one out for Bob,
yeah,
who was very, very good dude.
But imagine, like, Valdez, you know, getting to interview, like, the Ozzy or
right.
something. That's Ozzie what it was like for us.
Or is it the president's late Eric DaCosta?
Yeah, but growing up, you idolized Ozzy.
Definitely.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. So we went out to Bowie State and interviewed John Nash or,
right.
you mm-hmm. know, when Bob Ferry came in and did our cable access show that literally not one person watched.
Right. I didn't realize he had a 10-year career as a pro, though, because I guess it was all before we were born.
Right.
I mean, he was drafted in 59.
That's usually how those guys are in the league.
He was
usually.
In a 59 draft, wasn't he? Or 60.
I don't have any memory.
Well, I mean, he was 84. I mean, yeah. Just kind of do the math. Yeah. But,
he played for the St. Louis Hawks.
Well, that's the team that was, I mean, they were, barely, that's who drafted him.
People forget, there was a team there.
People forget, Jason and I don't, but people forget Danny Ferry was the hottest, like, high school recruit when we were at DeMatha. Mm-hmm. We were freshmen and he
Absolutely.
Was a senior. And he was the top recruit in the country. I'll never forget when he just, like, opened the door for me. I was like, I was swooning.
Starstruck.
Yeah.
Was he balding already back then?
No.
He was a stud. Hey, drab, the baldies here will not take that sort of slander.
I don't care. I don't really like Danny Ferry. Always,
oh, really?
Always kind of annoying to watch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, he was a hero for us, those of us who went to DeMatha.
I mean, he was a great high school player, obviously a great college player.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't live up to the hype as a pro, but.
What a terrible pro! If you looked at
it, 12-year career, whatever.
Of course.
In a long career in front office.
Yep. So.
And they were Bowie guys. They lived somewhere in Bowie.
I remember going to 1984 before I was a freshman at DeMatha, eighth grade year. I went to a DeMatha St. John's game at St. John's.
Yeah.
And DeMatha they were probably ranked number one or two in the country. And I believe St. John's beat them 37-36 because. And St. John's had a point guard, Grayson Marshall, who went to Clemson. And all they did was hold the ball and just run four-corner offense.
Oh,
Joe Gallagher, the coach.
Terrible. That's awful.
Well, that's the only way they could beat him.
It's still terrible.
Got to limit the possessions, kids.
That would have the biggest asterisk next to it ever. Shot clock. You're just going
to
hold the ball.
That's what they did.
That's
because DeMatha had Danny. They had Carlton Valentine and went to Michigan State.
Right.
They had Quentin Jackson at point guard.
NC State.
They were just loaded, and that's the way Gallagher said, we can beat them. We're not going to give them the ball. And Grayson Marshall,
stick to that strategy.
Grayson Marshall was a great point guard.
Cowardly.
I agree.
Gallagher was a great
high
school
way back. So there was a little period of time where Cakes, EB, and I all played on the same county team. Now, Cakes and I came off the bench. EB was a starter. And our coach pulled me in one game. We were playing one of the Hills. Mm-hmm. And the Hills were athletically superior to South Bowie. And they just were better, right? Mm-hmm. So he wanted to run not four corners, but a very ball control type of style, limit the possessions.
Sure.
And we got a rebound, and somebody threw it to me on the wing, and I ran a fast break.
Mm-hmm.
Normal thing that you would try to do. He pulled me out of the game. He's like, what are you doing?
Trying to limit possessions.
He was trying to slow it down.
Didn't want to get an up and down.
Not a track meet with the Hills, whether it was Landover or Temple or Oxon.
Yeah.
Don't get a track meet.
I also remember there was one infamous game where Cakes' girlfriend came to the game.
Oh, yeah, it was like the game of his life.
I don't think it was a girlfriend. I think it was a girl of interest.
A girl that Cakes was interested in. Yeah, he wasn't really super successful in the girl category.
Yeah.
But a girl that Cakes was interested in, and all of a sudden Cakes was like Curly Neal out there. Yeah. He was like dribbling all over the place.
I found my inspiration. All
like,
of a sudden,
what happened to Cakes?
I had the handles.
Well, wasn't that the girl that you two were like... Yes, crushing on at the same time. She lived up the hill.
There was a limited,
I don't know the word to use because neither of them, I think, dated her.
Sized four.
There was a limited pool of available females in our age group, in our demographic back in the day. So there's always competition. And I'm not pointing to EB here. But
I know who you're going to point out.
There was one guy who was my nemesis. He was a supreme.
He was Dikembe.
He was Dikembe.
I think he went to your school.
He went to your school. Yes. You guys know him. He lived in our neighborhood, obviously.
I think I know who it is.
And any time I would show any interest in a female, he would just zoom right in.
Did his first name rhyme with May?
It did and still does. Stupid. Yes. And I still remember it distinctly. Just the biggest blocker of all time. Like, yeah. Jay Gruden would have loved him on his offensive line, even though he was short of stature. I mean, just supreme, great at blocking, the king of blocking.
That dude came to one of our appearances like 5 years ago.
I remember.
Cakes are doing pregame, right? Mm. And I didn't recognize him at first.
Yeah.
He talks to Cakes literally for a minute because we're up against a commercial break.
Right.
And I think either Cakes or I say, all right, we'll talk to you a little bit more next break. And then he vanished.
And the weird thing is, here's the weird thing. And I know nobody cares. This is 35 years ago, whatever. He was. I considered this person my friend, and
you're not really explaining what happened. He kind of, like, you guys were both competing for the same chick.
Yeah, but
had EB tapped out. Everybody was going for the same girl.
It just happened once. I mean, it happened like I
want to say behind your back. He was hollering
like a half dozen times.
Yeah.
What year was this?
This is like when we're 16 or 17 years old.
All right, so sophomore year, maybe.
Like any time I ever showed interest in any girl. Yeah. All of a sudden, he's interested.
I know the one girl that you're talking about. We were all interested at that one time.
Was she a Seton girl?
Yes.
She was a Seton girl.
I think so.
Yeah.
Seton girls were a baldy back in the day.
No. If I showed you a picture of that girl today, you couldn't distinguish the difference between her and an elephant.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not surprised by.
Like,
that's happened with a lot of them, but yeah. Okay.
But I mean, not saying that we're freaking.
I'd like to see the picture,
know,
though.
Tens.
I would like to see the picture.
No, I can't. I couldn't.
But
do
like,
that.
If this person, I would understand that sort of behavior if this person was my enemy.
Yeah, but you'd just be thankful.
This person was my friend.
They'd be thankful that he blocked you and you didn't didn't blossom into some sort of romance.
Yes, marriage.
Yeah, imagine
you could have married her.
I mean, we were 16 or 17 years old. I wasn't expecting to marry any of these people.
Yeah, I know. But you
I
never
was just
know.
Trying to, you know. I was a 16-year-old kid.
You might have had to live in a zoo or something.
Still lamenting the drop balls.
Oh,
I think it's time to move on, Cakes.
So many of them.
All right, warm days and chilly nights and mornings. You know what that means. Time to schedule a $99 heating and cooling check with the 5-star experts, my guys at Crop Metcalf. For just $99, an expert Crop Metcalf 5-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling system for one low price. All you got to do is call today for peace of mind, no matter what the weather brings. Tomorrow, call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget Dave Richard will be on at 8. He can help Jason decide whether he's going to start DJ Moore or Jerry Jeudy.
Or Jerry Jeudy, exactly.
It's a tough call. I said it was like 55-45 DJ Moore, but we'll see what Dave has to say about it.
Where do you think next year Christian McCaffrey is going to go? This year I had to take him number one pick. I guess I didn't have to, but I mean, I felt like I should.
And I'm so glad I didn't have the number
most
one pick.
Most leagues had Christian McCaffrey number one.
Yes. I'm glad I didn't have the number one pick in any draft because I would have taken him.
I'm going to guess next year.
You'd have been screwed. It's a wasted pick.
If he's healthy, he's probably a top five to top eight still, type pick. I still think so.
I'd say I'd move him to the second round.
Yeah. Really?
I think it's just hard to trust.
I'd move him and Barkley to the second round last 2 years.
Good questions that we can ask Dave Richard. He's coming up at 8. But right now it's time for the Junkies Blitz, and it's brought to you by our good friends at Offenbacher's.
That's right, Cakesy.
Visit Offenbacher's in Annapolis, Rockville, or Herndon for a huge selection of outdoor furniture that is in stock, and it's ready for delivery to your backyard.
All right, let's start with the game tonight. Packers-Cardinals. We opened up the show talking a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to do a pick on this game tonight? We do a parlay?
No. We're going to
do a
parlay.
Thursday night parlay?
Why wouldn't we?
No, we're doing Mondays.
We didn't do a Monday one.
We're doing Sundays or weekends and Mondays.
Why? You don't like to have fun by picking games on a Thursday?
No, because my account is just plummeting. Again,
Drab, how is your account doing, by the way, with your guy? How much are you down? He started with 10 Gs.
Well, Gino and Pete Carroll stole about $300 from me on Monday night.
Yeah.
I'm at 9,000.
Oh, so you're not bad.
No, but I was hoping I'd get back to
close to 10. Yeah.
I'm plateaued a bit.
Why don't you put 2,700 to win 1,000
on who?
On the Cardinals money line tonight.
Oh, you're betting against Aaron Rodgers.
Then you'll be back to even.
That game could go either way. That game could go either way.
Game could go either way.
No, but I mean, really, but no, not really. Put, you know what? Put the entire 9K on Tampa next week.
On money line
against Washington,
yeah,
to win maybe, about two
maybe
grand.
It could be a show bit.
Show bit, you
that's
could
a
like
great
that
show.
Because that would be, I would say, if Tampa's completely healthy,
yeah,
that would be one of the biggest upsets of all time.
Yeah, so why don't you do that?
What I think you should do that.
What's the early line on that game? Like,
I don't know if
they
it's
might
out.
Not even take a money line.
What would the money line be
that?
Like? -500 or
they
something?
They might not even take it.
If it, let's just
oh,
say
they'll take it.
Let's just say if it's -500. So, if you put 9K, what would you win on that, JP?
Let me see if it's more NFL.
Let me do some math. Give me the numbers again.
If it's -500?
Yeah. So, you'd have to, if you put up 9K, you would only get...
Maybe 3,500, something like that.
That's still a good return. Dude. Or something as a certainty.
No, I think that's
isn't
too
it 20%?
High, right? Yeah, 20%. So
how much would you want to put on?
So, maybe 9K? You get about 1,800. About 1,800, maybe.
There we go.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, is it too risky?
That's a lot.
I mean, is Washington going to beat Tampa? I mean, honestly.
Physically impossible.
I mean, you never know what could happen, though. That's what
put the whole nut.
Brady gets hurt.
Let's just take your. Just be Sam Cassell. Let's take those two big coconuts.
Let's do it, Drab.
I said that for a while, by the way, and you guys were like, no, he can't do that.
Well,
he
that's
can't
certain
do-
games.
It's a fun ride.
But that's after the bye, correct?
Yes.
It's after Washington's bye.
Correct.
Right. Doesn't matter. I mean, Washington could have a season.
But it's not next week because I got a bye next week.
Anyway, back to tonight's game.
Look, you're intrigued.
You have an undefeated team against a team that has won six in a row. During those six games, Aaron Rodgers has thrown 15 touchdowns with just one interception, but he faces an Arizona defense that has Byron Murphy, who's got three interceptions. Buda Baker is one of the best safeties in the league. And Rodgers will not have Davante Adams on the COVID-19 reserve list or Alan Lazard on the COVID-19 reserve list. He went in on a Tuesday. I guess there's an outside shot Adams could come back, but it's unlikely.
It's unlikely, yeah.
MVS, though, could be back.
He wasn't on the team plane. I guess he could fly in privately if he cleared.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Two positive tests. We're at negative tests in a row.
I can't imagine.
Marquise Valdez-Scantling has missed four games with a hamstring injury, but the Packers are hoping he could be available. We mentioned it earlier. Arizona suffers a loss on their defensive line. J.J. Watt going to have surgery on his shoulder. So, look, this could be for the top seed in the NFC because the Packers are 6-1, Cardinals 7-0. You've got the Buccaneers also with just one loss. And I guess you got to throw in the Cowboys, too.
Yeah.
There might be some value here on this money line, right?
Green Bay?
Yeah. What, plus 235, something like that, I'm seeing?
Plus 220, I got.
Yeah.
How much do you get if you make a play just for the game to go to overtime? Two of their last three games have gone to overtime. I know that's a wackadoo bet. But you just bet, you know, $10 on an overtime.
That's such a draft type bet, long shot. But hey, if it hits, it's going to pay you.
I mean, it is a big game. Even without Adams, if he's not playing.
Packers are 6-0 without Adams in the lineup since 2019.
They're 6-0 without him.
Yes.
Yeah,
they find a way to overcome.
Dude, I'm telling you. I hate Cakes' bet.
Which is what? Cardinals laying the points.
They got to win by touchdown.
I'm sure that means Packers boat race city.
If Arizona wins tonight, will we finally buy in? Nobody wants to buy in because they're the Cardinals. And they didn't make the playoffs last year, and you keep waiting for them to tumble.
Yeah.
But it hasn't happened. Do we buy in if Kyler Murray gets
their
a dub?
Their point differential is pretty insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they've beaten some pretty good teams. That's because their defense is better. It's better this year.
I mean, they're scoring 32, and they're only giving up 16.
I mean, their offense is ranked 8th, defense ranked 4th. That's a pretty complete team.
The guy who's really shocked me on this offense, because I literally thought this guy was a corpse. He would walk around as a corpse for Halloween. It's AJ Green,
right.
I thought, he was just limping toward the end in Cincinnati. I saw him sign a one-year deal, I think, for $8 million. I was like, he's done. Like, he's going to be just a mentor to the younger guys. He has a real role on that offense. He gets targeted a lot. He's been good.
What happened with Larry Fitzgerald? He just
retired.
He played for 100 years. No, but he never announces retirement, right?
He's keeping the door open, right?
Yeah. Maybe like a late season comeback.
He's doing Let's Go.
He's just playing golf all the time.
Radio show.
Let's Go with Tom Brady.
Here's a bulletin. They don't need Larry Fitzgerald.
No, they're fine
without Larry Fitzgerald.
It's just weird how he didn't announce his retirement. It's just weird.
Jonathan Jones of CBS
Neither
Sports
is Ryan Zimmerman.
Reports that it is unlikely that Deshaun Watson will be suspended even after a trade. So we'll see what happens. Look, the trade deadline is on Tuesday. There's been all this talk that maybe there's a deal in place.
Will Deshaun Watson be traded over the weekend?
Well, it has to be
before Tuesday, right?
Tuesday, 4 p.m.
I mean, you think it happens over the weekend?
If he's not going to be suspended, I'm going to scurry to every waiver wire trying to pick him up in every league possible.
Yeah, I got him in one.
Well, why wouldn't you if you have extra space on your bench?
He's got a no trade, though, right? And so far, the only team he's waived it for is Miami.
Oh, yeah, he would go there with a quickness.
He has the right to block any trade. But Jonathan Jones reports that as long as he's not facing criminal charges, the NFL's likely to allow him to play.
Was Ben ever facing criminal charges when he had his deal?
The rape scandal?
Whatever that was. At the bar. I can't remember. The DT down.
I thought it was in the bathroom. It was the bathroom.
It was the bathroom incident. Was that ever criminal or was that only civil?
I'm looking it up. He had a 6-game suspension.
I don't know if they filed criminal charges.
Because,
I mean,
if he got 6 games for that, I mean, this is like 22 of these allegations. 22 different women.
Yeah, but that was an alleged rape.
Yeah, but
this is the famous Amos. It's a little different. And again, but I don't know. You might be right.
Look, I haven't read every article about it, but I do know some of the women have admitted to having consensual sex. So I don't even know what their claims are.
I would think that Deshaun would waive any no trade. He just wants to get the hell out of Houston.
I would think.
Now, what if Washington was the one team that offered him the best? Would he waive the no trade for Washington?
Again, I don't think Washington can afford the PR.
It's a hypothetical.
I know no one else thinks that.
It's just a hypothetical. I know it's not going to happen.
Would he? I would think he would want to get out
of it. Just get out.
Yeah, and play. I would think he would want to play, but maybe he likes getting paid $39 million.
To sit.
Like John Wall getting paid $44 million to just play pickup after practice.
That's
with
called
guys.
The dream. Getting paid for doing nothing.
Right.
The dream.
I've been asking to do that with
commercials. Yeah, that's the EB. Yeah.
I've been asking that for 6 months now. Right. Just pay me for the commercials. I want to John like, Wall the commercials.
Looks like Big Ben was never charged.
Yeah.
The charges were dismissed.
So was it all just civil? Because
I'm just reading
then,
again. It says.
Well, he got a 6-game suspension then.
The DA said after interviews and inconclusive medical exams, the accusations could not be proved.
It's the famous Amos.
Like the cookie.
Yeah, the cookie. He asked for the chocolate chip cookie.
I think that some of the specific allegations were. They came in there for a massage, and then he would take off his towel.
Right.
And he would start kind of grinding away.
Right. Pulled a Brett Favre. Right. Showed him his cake.
He'd be lying on his back, and he'd be hip thrusting, like up into the air. Like with
all right, but that's not criminal.
It's not criminal. It's
could
weird.
Be, no. It's
weird.
Weird. If it's an,
it is out loud here,
it can be criminal if it's an unwanted touching. Salt.
Yeah. Understood. But me hip thrusting.
No, but what if
sized?
Right. But if her
criminal.
Hand,
no,
if her hand is on
that.
The thigh,
more than
and
that.
Then he grabs the hand and moves it over.
That's totally different.
Right.
I think there's
22. I haven't read each of them, but
if I go in and I. Start doing that, but I don't touch your hands.
I mean, oh, and then not, I think he.
It's borderline
I think,
criminal.
I think he. EB, I think he may have finished the race in a couple times when
again,
it was unwanted.
If there's no touching, no forced touching, I mean, you just leave the room.
Whatever it is, they don't have enough. Well, they claim they don't have enough information to suspend him.
Right.
Yeah, it's so weird.
When we come back, we will stop talking. Hip thrusting, and we will start
about something more important.
We'll start talking about fantasy football. Week 8 is upon us. Dave Richards is going to join us, give you all that valuable fantasy lineup advice next here on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.